district level and national level. SABI program, that is like health, education and social protection issues activity with a part of the project. And of course, this activity are mainly they try for ensure we are in service provider them. One day where they provide the services like the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Social Welfare, at least, and they with the community people, be community stakeholders and make them go able sit down together and interact effectively.
One of the implementing partner them Pandisabi project na Christian Aid. And Insa Eyon talk about how the implementation process on the go so far Pandisabi project. The senior program officer for Christian Aid, Ina Tomakumba, talk about the challenge where he said that they get and the implementation process.
Almost 2 years that hold all they implement, especially hold on come to this stage. Hold on already begin the then waiting for which na council, waiting for which na the ministries there for let them provide the services there. One of the big challenges they get from the all. Now whether they tell we say well the subvention where they're supposed for giddy council where also na like, devolved sector the health and education and developed sectors the under the councils what they're supposed for get from central government so that they go able for deliver what they're supposed for deliver they say they know they get out time but really that then a big one so even as we identify the gaps there we know who that they're supposed for Duam but if they're not getting money for Duam that's still a big challenge for the communities. MDS them we're supposed for get them on board and they're supposed for be cooperative. But, you know, the collaboration, coordination, that is some district sense, where they get challenged. And therefore, come on board, talk about the development.
They continue, say, they don't fail not say some improvements on the take place, especially in the well-body side, where it's in one of the key areas than the Pani project. As he said, people them now na the district songe sabi, but it's in the way them for do, but then drug supply and other team them.
Now, the communities, now, if you talk about drug supply, they tell you, say, yes, where the drugs say, they reach, they call them, and they be aware. And if anything, if the drugs stand on done that they able know that they able follow up the community people that they able come together work are going to DHMT oh we drugs stand on done waiting they happen so that communication that coordination that cordiality between the people that they use the services and the one that they provide with the science so we appreciate that and we hope say with that they were able for improve on service delivery.
The senior program officer na Christian Aid Ina Tomakumba carry on usa a call on stakeholder they were not can attend the community engagement as he say they not go and delay the SABI project for the term where they don't put for let it end. Waiting people, especially in a district side, them don't get SABI on through the SABI project and waiting and don't benefit also. I be start for talk to the chief and other people.
Chief Tolu Bangura, me na the section chief for the Godrich, Timini tribal section chief for the Godrich community. And SABI, then go with this program now with community for go sensitize we about we responsibilities as a community. And from since they start this program, they make most of we community members. Youth man them, other key stakeholders, the way for involve in community development, they understand their responsibilities. Also, that knowledge, where they make we go know, for let we know what's our responsibility. If there is any lack of development in our community, we go know exactly who that we go target or who that for ask. And all that knowledge, they in we now.
Mina is Atuja, in our world committee, SABI project, you don't do bokutin for we na newti. It don't sense. We for noble health, education, and social protection. For them, disability, then for know their rights, waiting and waiting, then forget. Like if you want to go to hospital, waiting enough for pay for the drugs, the way they wait for, all done, they then teach you and you know. Then tell we about the health side again at the schools, them. That will for take care of the sanitation. Not to all things, them for do for we as government, where people and they say, government not do this, government not do this. So we say, suppose for do something for we self.
I come up from Kisi Town. Years back they don't go and we see this Saint Sierra Leone. We come, then say that they continue with the implementation of the SABI project. Don't make we know waiting now we right and we responsibility.
The Strengthening Accountability Building Inclusion SABI project don't they make transparency and accountability day between ministry, department and agency them and to the people them. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Saptiu Kalon the report.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value. Delivering value.
Customer success,
sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence,
integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values, count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic, for sure. Count on us.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program is the listener. Good morning, Salon, and I come to you from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, na Freetown, and also 98.1 FM na Makini. You can also get to live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. We now support Mosiwa and powered by AfriCell. Go on our Facebook page, Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Drop your comments there or send me text message to the number 077-981-981. We'll be bringing today's edition of the program. My name is Ahmed Sese and
me now Smart James.
We continue with the program. Inside the program today, we'll be supposed to forget the Minister of Finance and Economic Development for come talk about the article we done the all around on the social media, and we BBC Seflo report on where they talk about the IMF and position on funding Sierra Leone towards the elections. Well, unfortunately, according to information we'll get now that the minister gets some personal emergency we make inaudible for day or so this morning. But for still discuss the issue, we get on the line Abdoulaye Berete, we are the presidential spokesman. Good morning, Abdoulaye Berete, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, but I can only hear you though.
You get me now?
A little bit.
All right. We don't see this article. We don't go around. We now the Sierra Telegraph publisher online and don't go around. And they talk about IMF stop funds over election budgets. What in governments make up of this?
Well, I will just repeat what in we honorable Minister of Finance and Economic Development talked yesterday over the BBC. In fact, it's been supposed for Cardinal has to do this morning, but some family issues making me able to apologize for that. But that notwithstanding, in interview we gave was very clear. And as we always believe, say, this election, as we go into RAM, the facts we they talk on, that the IMF don't even pull a press release. We very, very categorical and clear say, then don't credit the African confidential the reports for say, as far as them concerned, they not suspend Sierra Leone. Sierra Leone continue for meet all their obligations, and then still they continue with the program we then get with the government. This is what we expect African confidential, a very, very credible newspaper, not until yesterday, because when I listened to the editor, Patrick Smith, the emphasis was, oh, this report I don't pull, it comes at a time, it is a storm, we're going to election. It is more of a political article, right? Because at the end of the day, imagine IMF don't come out with a press release, we don't discredit them. So we, at the end of the day, we will continue for remain focused, for continue for work for this country and the people of this country. This election, no to rhetoric get us.
So let me go.
Election about what we don't do with track record. As I get let them go and write it. Like IMF doesn't discredit African confidential. Then still they continue with we, and that we don't meet all the obligations. And I make this is a distraction. But the only thing though, in the name of journalism, I'm not feel say African confidential will go rely on a leaked memo as they say, without contacting the government, only to go to press, then they interview and then intro some political standards in the work. Right. So for us, we are very much satisfied that the IMF has come out very clearly and categorical that the report of, without naming African confidential, that it is a lie, and that then they continue to work with you because we are credible enough as a government.
Begitil, let me look at the issues. Inside June last year, according to this article, and a fact say government and IMF begets an agreement for over $224 million program, and we will be see them don't disperse about $54 million. From that end to now, the IMF don't disperse any money apart from the
Pardon?
I say the program where the IMF be negotiate with government for a package of over 200 million last year, I say June, where they may don't disperse 54 million of to government. From that end to now, they don't do additional disbursement.
Well, the disbursement the way IMF can do now by thing. In fact, when can come, then do a review, then pull the next tranche. Now then they under the provisions of the ECF, when are they? Extended credit facility with the program will get with them. So until after the review, then transfer, and I make the $224 million is not a one-time payment. It is a payment where they do it. It's a four-year program. No, we know that. So for we, for let them continue for even their program of we on a continual basis, even in an election year, that don't tell you say as a responsible government, we they continue. For make sure say we meet all the obligations contained in the press release where the IMF step down pull. So this is where I think the African Confidential therefore is humbled by and apologize to this nation. But particularly when the reports come on, we see it's so interesting. Some people and they even say, oh, then they can't suspend Sierra Leone. Not knowing that Sierra Leone, even we are going into elections, the country has to survive. It is not about the politics.
The issue is, if now from where them be do that first disbursement, they don't disburse other one. They not disburse no other money from that end.
I tell you, say the minister was clear on BBC yesterday. They don't disburse the first tranche, and we they always continue to review the program, and then just Komoya again, then come visit, then don't review. And from the press release, where they don't pull it, the IMF, then they're very categorical.
So I only hope let me look at the some of
so
the issue there.
We're able to read down for let the public understand, let them know say who we they talk, we they talk from facts.
The other issue them we
so as I talk to you now, so they don't release the first tranche and we continue the program with them, which is on course and
the,
contained in
the other issue them we
not with distract we are
saying. The other issue that will come up from the article where now government's own obligation in terms of the agreement we then get with IMF, which is surprised plenty people now the fact that the issue of fuel subsidy also will be don't be topical inside 2016. We will see the fuel price begin for rise to 6,000 from 3,700 still day inside then kind of discussion as well.
Well, as we say, governments with the subsidize a lot. But before we do them, we as a government, we are a government human faith. Social protection for the poor is very key in all the programs that they do. But that makes even the agenda for prosperity. It just happens to any country can call on the way. But in essence, it is the poverty reduction strategy paper 3, the PRSP3. And we focus on that. And that makes anything one do. We engage with development factors, including the World Bank, including the IMF. And so far, it is very categorical that we are on course with them. We will continue for meet all the obligations as contained in the press release with the IMF released yesterday. Because then they say, African Confidential, one gave what you call a political stunt to the meeting. Because it is even very disingenuous for anybody to go rely on a leaked cable you publish and without talking to the government. Any responsible journalist will have contacted Ministry of Finance, or rather than we don't publish that, they say now BBC pick them up, then they interview it. I think say that is unfair journalism.
Governments, they put fear, so they talk now.
Well, that is not on the radar for now. We are not discussing about any removal of subsidies for now. We are focused.
Another removal, because to you understand,
the World
Bank
subsidy
don't
give money back to NACS.
Fear
so we try for put lots of millions again to particular districts then, do we know they're more vulnerable as a way of social protection. So this is what you get. When you are a responsible government enough, you're able, even at the nick of election, the international community, they continue for repose absolute confidence in you. Because we both with micro and macroeconomic policies then they in line with the provision of the partners then more we deal with.
One for tell you plenty, thank you. We will find time for discuss the issues there, so more.
Thank you for the opportunity.
In name now Abdullahi Begete, the presidential spokesman, and be the respond to the issues then. we become up now the African Confidential article.
Right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salone. We come to you from 98.1 FM, 10 minutes after 8. Now the time for Studio Clock. And this morning we've been discussed the IMF issue. Usai, we understand, say IMF don't cut support to Salone. But unfortunately, we're not able to get the Minister of Finance, not able to come as it been planned because of some emergency family problem. But Radio Democracy contacted the IMF yesterday, and this time I released where they send from Radio Democracy. Now, I go read them as they send them. The IMF resident representative, Ms. Yabo Masha, has issued the following statement. The government of Sierra Leone's extended credit facility program with the IMF is ongoing, and government continues to meet its debt service obligations on both current and outstanding loans to the IMF. The IMF mission that visited Freetown during September 15 to 29, 2017, to conduct the first review focused on performance under the program Economic Development, the outlook for growth and progress on structural reforms. As part of this review, the mission based its fiscal assessment on broad microeconomic aggregates, including the overall government revenue and expenditure envelope. The completion of the review, which would have enabled the disbursement of the second tranche of program financing, has been delayed relative to the anticipated timetable of December 2017. The key reason for this delay is due to a weak budget review outlook, where measures that were to be taken under the program to increase revenue did not yield. The IMF is currently working with the government to identify appropriate corrective measures that can be taken and when. Is signed by Madam Yabo Masha, resident representative, Freetown. We continue with the program and we'll bring more updates on this issue as we continue with program. Good morning, Salone. Right, the time from the Studio Clock now 30 minutes after 8. We'll go for the short break.
Better don't come, better don't come. A Union Trust Bank again. Union Salone Bank. Union Trust Bank got plenty products and services there for you. You must get what you want to go better. Let me save it account, ide. Correct account, ide. Fixed deposit account, ide. Credit facility, ide. All for you. Me and you, Union Trust Bank, that's a loan for me and you. Kids future savings account, ide. School fee savings account, ide. Pay advance salary scheme, ide. We branch and they all love us, that's a Boko no kelema, we de. Kamala mabogo kakambia, we de. Jala Freetown lunsa, we de. MLS one, me and you.
Union Trust Bank,
me and you.
Union Trust Bank,
Union Trust Bank, that's a loan for me and you.
Union Salone Bank, banko. Union Trust Bank, oh.
Union Trust Bank, empowering Sierra Leonean businesses.
Right, we continue with the program. Good morning, Salone. We come to you from 98.1 FM. Well, we go to other issue. Outside this BNTM world, don't they go around na social media? But how graduates recruit them? We join the police, not gladly because they fair not say police say na constable. All the graduates them they pass out as. Where, according to the Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dr. Alshek Kamara, police they investigate but 13 of their recruits here for indiscipline and mutinying because they say they gang up for challenge authority them na the police. Dr. Alshek Kamara, explain more to Radio Democracy Ahmed Sise.
Not to the first 10 days who they recruit graduates and the police. Will they recruit graduates them, especially this time in a large number? because we see graduates that they roam the streets where they not get job, but they don't know say job day for do now the police for serve then come immortal man we then go find interesting we serve now possum tell we but this job who come as graduates, but we get a policy for recruit graduates them. We get the general policy for the normal graduates who they come in with a degree they no more, whether you get master's or you get first degree, once you not get any special skill who need the police, will they bring you in as a general graduate? Now so myself coming and boku of we company them. We get also cadet program for graduates them. When the term reach, we advertise for cadet officers. Instead of a separate entry procedure, then we get what you call specialist officers. Then officer, it include the one that we get professional skills like them medical doctor, like them lawyer them. Not suppose you do law no more. If you don't go to law school, you graduate as a lawyer. We also get an engineer them, civil engineer, then mechanical engineer them. Then a profession them over here, now the organization, and we need them back. So then self we can bring them in. We get them technical staff them, then mechanic them, then tailor them. You know, then one day we get NCTV, then certificate and day. We can need them at the police. So then all we can make we own special applications, I mean request for make them go come.
So this particular set of graduates where they in question, under whose category they become?
Then come as under the general entry advert we make, and we make them very clear. In as much as we request for make that they then come, but now under the general entry. And when you come in under that general entry as a graduate, you they come in first, we train you in a training school, you they graduate as a constable. After you don't graduate, then you begin work now na the various departments them of the organization. We they expose you because as you they work na then the various department and they. Now, so first, why you they come in as a graduate? We they kind of break you down from your high horse. No, say, post you don't go university. That person they come with some kind of pride, arrogance. So now the police now are a discipline force. So when you they come in, you then need for break you down from that high horse there because you need for take command. So therefore, you go begin first as a constable. You do the things of a constable. You take the instructions like a constable. We all do them. We serve as guard officers. We guard who accompany them. We will come into
So but somebody go ask why when I get the cadet program now, we in specifically the target graduates them and get special incentive them the form of ranking way higher than the constable.
In fact, the cadet program will not go to them. You self know the standards then at this country now. You know, see the standards they don't fall. So we really know they go. And in fact, if I can tell you, this other program where at they talk about general entry, to me it better. It better in the sense cadet officer, if you get a sound cadet, it they go straight to either inspector or ASP. If it depends on what you advertise for, if like cadet inspector or cadet ASP. But what it can lack? It can lack the knowledge of the things a constable they do. And when you lack that knowledge, you come, you dip and tap sergeants them and constables them. The tendency go there for make you even afraid. You they lack the confidence. Then they give trouble. Over the years, we don't recruit cadet officers, but then find out, say, we predecessor, they find out, say, if you recruit like 10 cadet officers, so then two no more they will retain. All the other, they don't fall along the line because they lack the rudiments of the job down there and the discipline what they need. So now make we predecessors, they're not to we begin ourselves, then begin recruit graduates them as constables. You begin as constables.
But somebody got to ask why a graduate, you know, for come into the police and can't start from the general constable way somebody said for not to graduate, we come into the police can start.
But that now part of the training because we they do what you call professional molding. We they mold the person and we they move them from one department to another as it they grow up.
Not so that they provide that training school and PTS?
That's not just part of it. When you come out right by the field, now they really the job day. And make I also tell you, hasten for tell you, say, not to foresee that they left as constables. We they give them what you call rapid promotion. The last set we don't get. In 5 years, they don't be superintendent.
So now we make it clear to them, say, now general recruitment say they come in, not to cadet?
It clear right from the advert.
So why are we in this situation now?
Well, now they not comprehend. Now that we find out, say they not understand what they read.
And we understand, say, when they investigate something now, almost what they talk about.
Would they talk about 13? Who they investigate right now?
Which one are they investigating them for?
They investigate them for indiscipline and mutiny. What did they do? It tantamount to mutiny, and we make them clear to them. We say if we now gang up together for rebel against the institution, that is equal to mutiny. We carry the same penalty like treason. Very serious offense.
Somebody go and say we're not a police officer, then now they're not commissioned it. So that means say wanna for just the government for now feel say they don't go against una rules.
No, now police officers they now in the sense they don't take the oath. They don't take the oath of office for serve this country. Now I make power advert, we say we need men and women of high quality and character with a genuine concern for others. Now so we say about the advert.
So after the investigation, what thing will happen to them?
Well, with the discipline, the one they will get for drab, will they dismiss them? The one they will get for kept their court, will not just they dismiss them, will they carry and go back in the court? Because what they don't do, now an offense against the institution and the state. Because you as a police officer,
what they do?
Now mutiny, now they say, they
don't gang up. Mutiny for
ordinary when person. You gang up as a first person, it didn't have the military, it didn't have the police. You now a first person, you gang up against your authorities. That means you get the mind for even gang up against even the head of state. You understand? So when you begin doam that level, they would take a very seriously one of the gravest offenses where a police officer can do.
Somebody go and say this issue not reach that level. This are just recruits the way the anxious for come join the force and at least get certain rank.
Now, make you know how long they don't they now on training? They don't they for 12 months. We don't teach them all this and we teach them waiting a mutiny. Me, when I join the police, they teach me mutiny. Now, I make self will be very much afraid for even write an article now in newspaper against the authorities of the organization because they don't teach we. Everybody who can at the police from day one, they don't begin teach you the rules them of the game. What you for do, what you not for do. So them very well know waiting and deeper. In fact, I shame self for talk waiting the other one right na social media when I remind them about mutiny. Okay. You know, I shame for talk in response.
In the next few days, we get for see and the commissioning of the officer there. So you know, waiting at the way forward in the, all of this.
Well, then the commission, the one they don't qualify, we don't train them, we they bring them in. But people they like them, why we not go encourage them because they not only misbehave, in fact, they also show some political affiliation, political attachment. Begin go to politician. Policeman not for be a politician.
Well, that's now the Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dr. Alshek Kamara. They talked to Radio Democracy, Ahmed Sise, on the 13th, new recruits them where he say they investigate. And according to some of the police officers, them they say they're not supposed to be constable because they get degree where they enter the police force. Mm-hmm. We continue with the program, 8:23, now the time for my studio clock. Relax now and get this music.
Nothing all day for eating, you know easy. Some are getting lost to their family, they just live rough for your good food. Not to plan get side, we are the up on our idol. All turn the egg for me and cup, because for one nine business, now take up me best trade. Why man for the road, they are not able by bread. I doubt some of them are bad and they by blade, are they afraid? Man, they just defeat from what to bread, they left so so aid. Let good ass get expired for sleep on my kitchen table. Where our school plan for being honorable. But now I idol, it like me, don't need one table. For my super not able. If I sick now, would I go get me go hospital?
You still learn a great city. You look for place to sleep in. Man, you walk and everything so filthy. Nothing all day for eating. You not easy, you not easy. Nothing all day for eating.
That's not music. We Bow Wow Society do City Life inside the program Good Morning Saloon, where they come to you from 98.1 FM. It's 26 at the time from our studio clock, and we continue with the program.
Well, we'll continue with the program, and now we look at the press release from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, on this particular issue we've only discussed so far. The press release dated January 31st, 2017, IMF Resident Representative Ms. Iyabomasha has issued the following statements. The government of Sierra Leone's extended credit facility program with the IMF is ongoing, and the government continues to meet the debt service obligation to both current and outstanding loans to the IMF. Well, we did get some technical issue here, but we will bring the press release to you.
I think this press release will begin it up, lights go, begin it up, computer go off. Well, I will still read this press release will come out from the IMF. We say the government of Sierra Leone's extended credit facility program with the IMF is ongoing, and government continues to meet its debt service obligations on both current and outstanding loans to the IMF. The IMF mission that visited Freetown during September 15 to 29, 2017 to conduct the first review focused on performance under the program, economic development, the outlook for growth and progress on structural reforms. As part of the review, the mission based its fiscal assessment on broad microeconomic aggregates, including the overall government revenue and expenditure envelope. The completion of the review, which should have ended the disbursement of the second tranche of program financing, has been delayed relative to the anticipated timetable of December 2017. The key reason for this delay is due to a weak budget revenue outlook, where measures that were to be taken under the program to increase revenue did not yield. The IMF is currently working with the government to identify appropriate corrective measures that can be taken and when. Signed, Madam Iyabomasha, Resident Representative, Freetown, Sierra Leone. Continue with the program, and at the press release that they will come out from the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. We go for this short break. Where we come, we continue the program.
Well, body of susu. Well, body of susu.
Who's want this again?
Government don't see say the money where they come out now we earn for well body business. You don't buckle.
That's not true. By the time you pay for consultation, test, medicine, you don't empty your pocket and bag down.
And this now one big reason who make people not go near hospital. All man they pepper doctor.
What in at this well body of susu?
We all go to put some money together every month, just like we osusu. You where they woko, you where not they woko. We all go grip. Almost we got to put together every month.
Then after that?
After that, the one them where they take care of this money, once you don't join, go guarantee you say, you can go to the hospital where you register anytime where you seek for treatment and medicine. Now, Ministry of Health and Sanitation, Ministry of Labor and Social Security, and NACIT don't join on. Make one office where name Sierra Leone Social Health Insurance. Slash it.
Una make so, we the wait, we want them. Make well body business, knock it all manners alone.
8:30, now the time from the studio clock, and we continue with the program. Usai, the presidential candidate for the Saloon People's Party, SLPP, Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, assure people in Akono say If you win the March 7 election, it will make the district benefit from the natural resource system with the day. It's a Brigadier Julius Madabi will talk this. We go show in running mate, Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalo, to the people in Nakono in some parts Nabo district. Radio Democracy Mohammed Sheriff be the part of the team and go now report.
Tuesday, January 9, the presidential candidate for the Saloum People's Party, SLPP, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, been appointed in running mate Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalo for the March 7, 2018 election. From that time day to now, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio and some national executive member them, don't they go na different turn chiefdom and districts them for show in running mate to people them. Usa Julius Madabio and his team continue for show Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalo to people na Kono and some parts na Bodi Street. Inside Bodi Street, some local authority them we been get the opportunity for talk na the different meeting them, been talk about the need for peaceful election during the campaign period. Usa Paraman Chief Desmond M. Kangobai, na Dambala, Selenga Chief Dom Bodi Street, been appeal for unity between political party and then supporter them.
Selenga Chief Dom is a very small chief dom by the resource people. We are member that they are in the make. Whether in our family, whether in our party to party, whether in our senior order, maybe the medicine are the same, whether in make our because in politics, you will only benefit if you talk to the own voice and you get unified force.
Inside Kwedu Town, Kono District, they run a mate for the Saloum People's Party, Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalo, say, now inside Kwedu Town, a born and go school, and he call on Kono people. For member how for develop Kono District.
The people of Kono, they don't want to have to keep running mate. It's right on the slide. How much Kwedita is somebody over the Islamic primary school, Kwedita primary school, over the Altera Sinna. That is a very, 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 very big thing for this district. So the people of Kono, we as the son of the slide, and we are thinking, I say, this election will be passing at the most important election in this country in a lifetime. Every civilian, every people of Kano, we are made by the development of the district.
We immediately show in running mate Dr. Mohammed Julde Jalo to people in Kano and some parts in Abu district. The presidential candidate na the Saloum People's Party SLPP, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, say, over the year, Kano no look the benefit from the diamond and other mineral them. We the commot day. We make it say the people need good education.
You know why education is important for Kono? Kono not supposed to be the way it be so. You deserve better than this. The diamond, where everybody is abuna for around the world, one day it will finish. Some countries and then at the world, they're very, very rich. They not get one stone safe under the ground. But one important resource, we are telling you today, what they are asking for resources of this country, not we can diamond, gold. Let's see what man called it, human resource. Be the human being, we pass anything. But to make me, the human being, become useful in the modern world, we therefore equip the human being with the knowledge, skills, and quality education to make them become useful. So me now say, when we bring education, Kono people will be one of the first people that will gain quite a lot.
The presidential candidate for the SLPP, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, been assured people now Kono say, if he win the March 7 election, it will make the district benefit from the natural resources where they dey.
Me the promise when I say, me get for work with my leadership, na Kono, for make sure say, Kono better. And see, now me run the maiden Kono, now me run back Kono, no they say, the SLPP government will make the candidate, they make sure say, Kono go better.
Retired Brigadier Julius Madabio been raised serious concern over the couscous we be in a Freetown Friday, January 26, and he say that get the tendency for unbog the March 7 election. We make a call on the government and the security sector for protect the life and property of people.
Make I use this opportunity to say this to the government, that they get an obligation to protect this nation. And that lawlessness, what they talk about, we, in your opinion, they start from State House. We want to use this opportunity to appeal to the police and boss, to the military, and all security agencies, for saving get an obligation to protect the people and properties in this country. And we hope and pray say nothing happened in Afrika, no go ever happen again. And we will wait for the result.
Inside Kwedu Village, Kono District, over 40 people will say then I be member of the All People's Congress APC Party, been openly declared for the Saloon People's Party. And this according to the national chairman and leader for the Saloon People's Party, Dr. Prince Alex Adin, say, now because of the unity where he say them party gets now. And he say, then glad the way them party don't go through all the nomination process. And now they plan for campaign and serve how for monitor the polling day. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Muhammad Sherif, the report.
Well, from that report today, we're going on our court. Usai Magistrate Santigi Bangura and Afritong Magistrate Court Number 1 don't send one fake medical doctor go on remand at the Male Correctional Center for the first time because police allegedly they tell people and say in a qualified medical doctor for treat sick people we you know say you not qualify for do so. For more on this, let me join the court reporter Mati Kwate.
The accused Solomon Adikali Kamara, they stand trial at the Freetown Magistrate Court Number 1 before Magistrate Santigi Bangura because the police allege say in a fake medical doctor as if they by willful they pretend say in a qualified medical doctor with that not to true as he not get the correct medical qualification them where any medical doctor forget na saloon for practice doctor work na the country. Same way so the accused Solomon Adekali Kamara the stand trial na court for where the police allege say if they go all about na the country they give medical treatment to sick people them and they ask them for pay for the treatment where it can they give them where it not to medical doctor. The accused Solomon Adekali Kamara be appear before Magistrate Santigi Bangura na the Freetown Magistrate Court Number 1 Wednesday January 31st this year for answer to the offense of two counts charged them we get for do it willfully pretending to be a medical practitioner contrary to section 41A of the Medical and Surgeons Act of 1994 and forgery na Assistant Superintendent of Police Hawaba they prosecute this case in a court and a lawyer Victor Bianduma they represent the accused Solomon Adikali Kamara na court pan this case. The lawyer for the accused lawyer Victor Bianduma be make application for make the magistrate go give the accused bail but the police prosecutor for this case Assistant Superintendent of Police Hawaba be object to bail because he say if the magistrate give the accused bail, he go jump bail as he not go de appear na court again for answer to the offense where the police allege say he been don't commit. After we Magistrate Santigi Bangura been not listen down to the legal argument them of the prosecution and the defense, he not been give the accused Solomon Adikali Kamara bail and he don't send him go on remand na the Male Correctional Center for the first term because the magistrate say the offense of willfully pretending to be a medical practitioner with the against the Medical and Surgeons Act of 1994 where the police allege say the accused don't commit na very serious criminal offense. Magistrate Santigi Bangura adjourned this case to February 5 this year when at the term with the prosecuting team go bring them witness then come na court for testify na court pan this case. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwate, the report.
Right, we continue with the program and we don't get plenty text message them on. I don't send inside the program, we go read then text messages then day. The first one on the police where I will begin for read this morning. This wire say a advantage. It say where you get degree and nothing say you for become constable. God they will Ahmed. Yes, all right, look at other message we say we thought Kids Bidu change this system by recruiting graduates on a higher cadre for the health story. That just shows how incompetent they are if they were not monitoring absentees or people traveling whilst their salary still runs. There are some of these leakages We come out from Hillary.
More messages to look at inside the program. This one say, oh, Radio D, wanna thank you for keeping up to date of waiting the happen at the country. FS Dumbuya na Mambolo Chief Dom na Mayeki Village, and send this message.
This other message say the IMF is only trying to be diplomatic, but yes, it has cut all aid to Sierra Leone. I can authoritatively say that, and from the press release, you can see the diplomacy there.
This one say Madabio is the only person. If we the Salon people then elect him, we go see development from Abdulkarim na Cambia.
I had long said it on 98.1, IMF has suspended funding to Sierra Leone since November. Second tranche has not been disbursed. There is revenue shortfalls of over 200 billion and expenditure increase of 100 billion leones. Tax exemption still on the increase. Overall, Sierra Leone has failed the economic test for 2017. I call for a debate on this anytime from JJ Safa.
This one says 98.1 kindly inform the people of Sierra Leone that EU and IMF don't suspend all loans and credits to the government. So now so lie, then they panando now free to online send this message.
More message inside the program. Martha Bull say, I always like when Matthew Kwate is reporting. The guy know his job. Keep it up, Matthew.
Abdullahi Dumboy on our Facebook say, nicely put, the IG Al-Sheikh Kamara. This issue must be carefully looked into properly and need to be addressed in order for us to have intellectual force for good.
More message. We don't come now the program this morning. He say, even though many Sierra Leoneans are struggling for ends to meet these days, many qualified Sierra Leoneans are without job these days, even though many Sierra Leoneans are wallowing in poverty, the more these days, even though many Sierra Leonean families are not positioned to get square meal, that message will come out for Sylvanus Ahmed on Facebook.
Radio D, the retired brigadier is the right man to rule this nation. His educational policy, his human capital development plan, and his concentration on revenue generation locally to build a strong economic basis is good for this country. People of Kono for returning to the SLP under BO. Salon go better, MB Kalona low cost, and send this message.
Other message, he said the government is spending IMF money on trying to win elections, not on agreed measures for economic recovery. Sylvester B. Aliou, nice send a message there.
On the police story, Radio D, the police want to grab these graduates so that they will continue with their unprofessionalism. Besides, he said that a police should not be a politician. He should have said that to the former IGs. We all know that the police is biased towards the government.
More message we don't care inside the program. The government say, wish all women in Sierra Leone happy hijab day. May Allah's blessing and guardian be upon you, from Sheikh Harun Toure Nagodrich.
Radio D, how can the IMF not withhold their funding when we are still under austerity? I want all defenders of this report to just be plain about IMF and EU suspending their funding to Sierra Leone. This message was clear on the BBC yesterday when the African Confidential report clearly puts it, so the truth can never be hidden. Okay.
Good move by the local aid board. I'm urging young people to be focused by saying no to violence, because elections come and go. Let us maintain the peace from mistake.
Another message you look at inside the program say, why the IMF press release not signed and stamped?
More message we don't can at the program. Mr. Deputy IG, when you obtained your university degree and you are recruited into the police force, were you commissioned as a recruit?
This one say, we look at more messages. This one say, God bless the government. No surprise at this results-oriented government in becoming popular day by day. Amadou Speed on Alester 9 send this.
More message we don't can at the program this morning. This one say, Talk and go, talk and come. Then IMF and all the rest too diplomatic. Why can't you just say you've stopped funding rather than going around the bush? Anyway, let me go. More message. We don't count at the program. This one say, you say, Dr. Alshek, please rethink your position and also what you do to these guys. You see, investigating them for what you call as mutinying is not right. This is not advantage. How can you go through university for 4 years and then you come and start as constable? This says, say, all the wasted money the British did for the police is just in vain. Other message, we don't come inside the program. Say we need another Kit Biddle to come and restructure the Sierra Leone police. I have lots and lots of problems for the Sierra Leone police. More message, we don't come inside the program this morning. It say, fellow Sierra Leoneans, please, when an issue of national importance is on the floor, I advise we put aside our baseless and unfounded political comments and address it with seriousness. This other one say, Radio Duna, they would read the press release all day, let we hear it fine. More message, Julius Kama on Facebook, say, JJ said it in December on your program, but people did not believe. This other message says, say, can we have someone from the Ministry of Finance or the government to please tell us exactly what is going on with these donors? Because I also understand that the EU also suspended their funding to Sierra Leone. You suspend funding to Sierra Leone and we, the people of Sierra Leone, so far. We continue with the program. Good morning, Salon. We come to you from 98.1 FM.
Well, we continue for look inside more issues and now go and now the Congo Cross Police Division. Usai this BN term, we see the early city on the engaged community people as election term the near. So different organizations they continue for raise awareness to people about how forbid non-violence inside the election, particularly young people over the weekend. The Congo Cross Police Division begin the community engagement at different communities they were under that division. Therefore, talk about non-violence campaign. Superintendent Thomas Mustafa Lahai, the local women's commander, in that particular division, talk more about this story. Reporter Usman Kamara.
We strategic development plan 2015 to 2019. We specifically talk about policing the elections, and the new leadership we will get in the person of the Inspector General of Police, Dr. Richard Moibe, is very interested for see with the engaged youth in some civic education for talk against violence, especially before, during, and after elections. So we don't get a campaign for good governance, and we look at police international from who will get here. We form a consortium for use this as a platform for reach out to the youth in a sustained manner, for talk to them to say election no mean violence. Election is about changing one government for another. We want fellow youths and going to this election an informed mind will be able to take positive decisions. I mean, if somebody say can't go do bad, if we're able to turn around and tell the person no, I know they do one.
Almost community then basically under the target.
Initially we don't divide this division into 27 zones, but sake of convenience and maybe you know the inadequate availability of resources, we don't get to a situation where the 27 zone will merge into 10 zones so that we'll be able to forget the targeted number of youths that we want. In each of them zone we target 100 youths. Tembe Town we get over 100 youths we can. We even come and say two hoster youth groups, the one they call a blue flag, the other one they call a red flag. They don't make peace. That no more, the relationship will be hostile and we continue for working in terms of peace. So these are the lessons we will learn, and these are the kind of people that we want for using as an instrument, you know, as part of the lessons learned for let we go take them back in the other communities. We don't start with Tembe Town, we comprise about three zones or compress into one.
Now, no look at the time duration, you know, who stand this engagement get for done?
We will do it in next a month time, because we plan say every week we will do it 3 times. So like every week before the elections, we will get them 3 times.
So how do you go about for monitor, you know, then different community for CC, the message you don't give them, they able to abide to them?
We get local structures. We also don't identify among the youths, the youth leaders. We, in other way back, we go for day with them in sustained relationship through communications. We go for go back and hold other meeting them so that we will use them for further, you know, propagate the message to their colleagues.
Your division are one of the big division that we cover plenty side. You know, election time then year when I don't start then kind of engagement there. I'll talk about logistics. When I get the capacity for monitor all the election we get for happen during a young zone.
This is not a very brilliant question, and I think say I will try to answer that properly. The new leadership who don't get now the police in this person of the Inspector General of Police, Dr. Richard Mwegwe, and the principal assistant in the person of Dr. Sheikh Kamara, then get a core business. And this core business they talk about areas where they don't prioritize as we march on to the elections. The one they call an operational effectiveness. As you can see, most of the divisions all over the country, they don't provide with new vehicles, operational vehicles, and more on the way for CAM. And secondly, then also they try for make sure say discipline, right? Because no matter how much resources we put together, if officers are not disciplined, they don't get the right frame of mind, you know, they will go into this election and create problem. That one, we boss, the new management, don't they address that? Don't they hold several meetings with junior officers as well as senior officers them? They don't even extend that to political parties them. They don't extend that to civil society organizations. We are, even the media was represented.
Violence could happen in a community where maybe some neighbor go they see them. When I get forget any number where if person see certain thing they happen a certain area, we go able to call for get onto una
exactly
where they see.
In fact, now just the quite is but communication gadgets. Just like how they can do in advanced countries. We say get we own number now, we'll get for use. Once they finish for install, then communication gadgets in there, we'll get back to una and make sure someone understand about this number.
Well, that's now the LUC, now the Congo Coast Police Division, when Chief Superintendent of Police Mustafa Thomas Lahai, be they talk about the non-violence campaign, we don't begin now community them where they under in particular division. We continue the program. Good morning, Salon.
Right, I get a few messages. Madam Resident Representative of IMF, you are completely compromised IMF in Sierra Leone. IMF was here in September 2017 and they left behind damning press release, and therefore the IMF board refused to approve the second disbursement. IMF was again here in January 2018 and your team secretly left Sierra Leone without press release. Why now make a press statement when Africa Confidential released the information? I would want to say good morning, Radio D. It seems we need to be further guided on the operations of the IMF. Their credit facilities comes along with conditions that greatly affect low-income earners. Example, removal of fuel subsidies, subsidies on rice, imports, etc. Sierra Leone needs to move beyond depending on external partners for loans or credit facilities from external partners as it affects the value of our currency. Well, the debate continue and we go to Wakabot and bring una the segment of Wakabot.
I just want to, because of elections, the country don't stand still for. Because we don't make a concern. Now because we're powerful land, we go by into. We're powerful land, we go by into. I people, we go in a ministry, department, and agency, all to line. I see them. I said the country not the move again for this one great electron, but electron can't get past and go for. I said long as I'm not here for me people. But why I me people back after longer time? I know that nobody has to pass this electron with people. Now me girl, you can talk a little while, you can see me, a little while, you cannot see me. without point by the way who I for the day. We got your assignment to come. But they know the in of in the and then what will you do? You know the office of NOS? Yes, no. Their office is according to documents and according to what the people don't talk. We see compatible in well. You see convention in well. You see postal banner and it's scattered all over the country. You see, because we office like NOS, because we office like NOS, NOS. They come and grab no more than this 180 million won't go for the whole thing alone contribution over election. I say, hey, no. I drive around a custom. They say, ministry, department, and they don't want to go, hey, this is not my own contribution. No. This is not the whole thing for you. Hey, I say, they're putting on mistake. Oh, they're putting on mistake. Two things we are not deployed together in an election fair. I said this year level political party had to create one in Flavia and they want to meet in law too. I said we are lost. I said the pressure, not for you, not for me. I said the world war don't let you farm with them. You know, first and PPL tries to a man. I really said, you know, officially, but in one foot don't go, the other balance then I do. Now grab up the gango show. Oh, that's okay. Me, now you're not able to pick you as a board.
Well, from Pikiwakabot, we quickly look at message them we on our own send now Facebook page and also now text line there, and then we wrap up the program. Or by content on Facebook say it's unfortunate that Sierra Leoneans can jubilate on national issues even after IMF has made it clear that they are still on course with government. So-called Sierra Leoneans still wants to hear negative. This is the only country where people question positive and jubilate negativity. Most of these jubilant people who claim to be educated. I wonder how some of you guys want to be in this country.